The Verdon Oil Capitals romped past the Neepawa Titans, 6-2, at home last Friday. On the road on Saturday, the team beat Neepawa again, with rookie Nolan Chastko scoring the overtime winner in a 4-3 victory. The wins bolstered the club's record to 4-0-0-0. Only the 5-0-0-0 Steinbach Pistons were also undefeated in the MJHL. In the September 26 Canadian Junior Hockey League Top 20 rankings, Steinbach was second in the country and Verdon fourth. "I think our guys have really bought into the way we feel we need to play, and their work ethic is as good as we have seen here for a while, and we have had some hard-working teams in the past," Verdon head coach Tyson Ramsey said of the reasons for his team's success so far. The Oil Caps hoped to keep winning when they hosted the Portage Terriers on Thursday after the Empire advance deadline. The teams meet again on Saturday in Portage. Oil Caps 6, Titans 2. The Neepawa Titans opened scoring last Friday night, but then the Oil Capitals exploded for 4 goals to lead 4-1 at the end of the first period. Nolan Chastko got things started with a pair of power play goals. Newcomer Josh Leto and Andrew Blocker also scored in the frame. After Neepawa scored in the second to cut Verdon's lead to 4-2, the Oil Caps mustered 2 more in the third period. Nicholas Guberman and Brett Sabel lit the lamp. It was Sabel's first in the MJHL. "I think we had a mindset of putting pucks to the net early and often," Ramsey said. "We felt we didn't maybe do a good enough job of that in the Weiwei games the weekend before, and I thought we went to the net a little harder against Neepawa." The Oil Caps bombarded the two Neepawa netminders with a combined 48 shots. Peyton Terzaska turned away 13 of the 17 shots he faced. Mason Lobro stopped 29 of 31. Owen LaRoque earned the win for Verdon with 24 saves on 26 shots. Eric Reed stopped all 6 shots he faced in spot duty in the third period. For Neepawa, Braden Michalczyk and Parker Corman scored. Verdon was 2-for-5 on the power play. Neepawa was 0-for-5. Leto was in his first game with the Oil Caps after being acquired from Portage last week as part of the Bailey Monteith deal earlier this year. The 18-year-old forward from Thunder Bay played U18 AAA for his hometown Kings. He competed at the Tundra Oil and Gas Place in the TELUS Cup Western Regionals last April. The reported attendance was 980. Chastko was the first star, defenseman David Bielik the second, and LaRoque the third. Davis Corney was the Gardewine hardest working player. Jackson Guthrie was the Mazer Group seventh man. Oil Caps 4, Titans 3 OT. On Saturday, Verdon led 2-0 and 3-1 at the intermissions. In the third period, Neepawa scored twice, including on a late power play to force overtime. Chastko's OT winner came a night after scoring 2 goals and recording 3 points. As of Monday, the 17-year-old Brandon Product led the team with 4 goals and 6 points in 3 games. "Nolan is just a very, very good player," Ramsey said. "He has an elite hockey brain, and his skills are also elite. He has a great shot that he gets away very quick and always puts himself in the right places offensively. He is a natural goal scorer, and that is something we felt our group needed. We are very happy to have Nolan here with us." In addition to Chastko, Dean Gorchinski, Colton Miller, and Guberman scored for Verdon. Braden Coleman, Hayden Stocks, and Josh Romanek Nipawa's goals. Reed made 32 saves. Mason Lobro stopped 27 for Neepawa. On the power play, Verdon was 2-for-6, while Neepawa scored once on 3 shorthanded opportunities. Notes: Chastko was selected as an MJHL Star of the Week. He had 5 points over 2 games. Ellipsis: the team recognize equipment manager Brian Mitofer's birthday this week. Ellipsis: former Oil Caps defenseman Justin Lee was named the captain of the University of Denver men's hockey team. Ellipsis: ex-Oil Cap and last season's MJHL MVP Braden Fisher is now with the Minot Minotauras of the North American Hockey League. Elkhorn's Colby Joseph also plays for the squad. Ellipsis: Carson Bidens, who was the MJHL's Rookie of the Year last season with Verdon, is with the United States Hockey League's Cedar Rapids, Iowa, Rough Riders.